Despite strong support from members of Congress since it became law in 2009, Trump's proposed budget would eliminate about $300 million a year for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Representative Brian Higgins points out only Congress can pass a budget, and Higgins says on issues like cleaning up the Great Lakes, there is a bipartisan coalition influenced by region, not party politics.
He's going to have stiff competition. You think you're going to get steamrolled on health care? You wait till you propose something so hurtful as elimination of the funding to the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative.
Locally, the programs funded the removal of toxic waste from the Buffalo River and restored wildlife habitat. Higgins questions why Trump also wants to pull back on automobile fuel efficiency standards.
It doesn't put America at a disadvantage because foreign car makers who bring their cars to the American market have to adhere to the same standards.
And he points out the Middle East has about the same population as the U.S., but its exports are about the same as Finland.
Why do they have leverage over us? Because of our addiction to their oil. So fuel efficiency standards not only produce more favorable conditions for the environment, but they also are much more favorable as it relates to national security.
Higgins says producing electric cars and more fuel-efficient cars is what creates jobs in the auto industry, not going backwards. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.